job like any other I ever had. Need a couple bucks to pay some bills fast. Food, clothes, and gas, and all of that crap. So I get a shit job and work, headache, head. Close my eyes and go through the day to day. 9 to 5, get a minimum wage and leave all the same. Spend a couple bucks on beer, clothes here and there, CDs, records, and tapes, and that's it, dear. Move along down the road and get past. I don't need references, just a drug test, and I pass. Despite the stems and seeds, and I try to make the best of everything that I need. So I sit there, don't make any friends, just lift the boxes, load them on the shelves, and that's it. It seems nice enough, a nice little warehouse. I work there, all alone, they leave me in the place, and they lock the front door, leave me alone. They don't trust me, think I'll steal stuff and go, but I don't really have any interest in owning this crap. I just want my wage, and I'll leave it at that. So I say thanks, as they lock me on in, my first day on the job, without any friends. They gave me my instructions, and my little coat, my uniform, my back brace, and that's all she wrote. So I do my damn job and keep my nose clean. Lift box A and take it to rack B. And I walk around all day counting the seconds. Headphones on, singing to the walls, just reckless. It's funny how you're in a big building alone. Start talking to the place like it's someone you know. And you tell it all the things that are buzzing in your brain that been burning in the back of your head all damn day. Little secrets and lies, jokes and notes, little observations that you tell no one you know. You wouldn't even whisper these things to the mirror or talk to your dog or couch and make your observations clearer. You just keep them locked up in your heart until you get this big room to tear you apart. As you stare at the smooth gray walls, you see lines, chips, and patterns that form. At first it's little geometric shapes, your little notes, scraps, receipts, patterns display like constellations hidden inside the stars. Start tracing lines and find faces, yo. Then those faces become more detailed, takes on the shapes of males and females. You see hands, fingertips, lines, and mustaches, little thoughts, dreams, and bus passes. These little shapes and lines take their own. They start to have lives, kids, wives, and homes. And you look close, you see little details, the little sins, the little female. Thoughts, traits, whispers, and dreams. And all of a sudden it starts to tear at the seams. Because at first when you look into the suburbs, you see beautiful faces, then get to the curb. You see bits of trash and cigarette butts that a mother threw out before her kids got touched. By the fact that her mom really smoked for the last 30 years but hid it in the closet, yo. Behind the socks, behind the sweaters is where we hid all our secrets so no one knows better. And as I look into the sides of the walls and look into the ceilings, the sides and the floors, I see everything. I see everyone, I see the wedding rings, I see the stupid sons, I see the little jokes, I see the happy smiles, I see the 4th of July's drunk kids and child. I probably shouldn't look this close. The sun is behind her face and you see the little pink hairs on the side of her cheek, babe. And at first it's romantic and attractive, but once you see closer it becomes unattractive. I know it's how I think, I know it's how it falls apart, but everyone has a place to start. A little puzzle piece adds up, get close now. I'm laying in the middle of the floor of the warehouse, child. I press my forehead to the face, or I guess it's the other way. It doesn't matter what, I can't escape. Inside this place, inside this little town, I see the arms, the fingers, they start to move around. No more Norman Rockwell, picturesque. It's a whole family, whole frame, whole piece of shit. Whole little city start to rip apart the bits, and I see it get closer, and I'm falling into this. I feel my fingers drip as I drag on the surface. Moves to the ocean water and tries to make perfect sense of everything that I know right now. I try to pull out, withdraw, get back on track, child. I got a job to do, crates to lift, and none of this is seeming to start to make sense. All the little families and faces that I've seen must be imagination. I'm tearing at the seams. But I stand here on my hands and my knees, looking at this little whole civilization I see, buried there inside of the cement. As I get closer, it starts to rip. The families that were once full of cheers are now full of sad times, alcohol and beer. And everyone's got a problem, a dirty chair, a bad little secret, a car that won't start, dear. The windows are cracked and smudged, it's looking ugly. Someone in the neighborhood let their lawn grow, buddy. And they need to trim all the hedges on back to let some sunlight in to expose the facts. The truth that we hide behind the doors, right? Painted bright red with the gold trim tonight. It's hidden there inside rat presents, and I realize there's no escaping. And I get in, reach my fingertips into the cement, and I bury myself 6 feet under it. The closer that I get, the more that I know, the more of the truth and the secrets are shown. And every time I get my fingers inside this, I get a little far away from what I knew. This job, this life, this choice. Until one day, I fall in entirely, without a 2 weeks' notice.